I want to really use this opportunity right now during this mindset booster just to address some of the things that might hold you back from growing your community, right? Because growing a community requires you to become the go-to expert in your yoga niche, right? And for that, you need to become visible. Your business, or any business, it's not like you just build it and then the people will come, right? That's not how it works. It requires you to build it and to become visible. It requires visibility. And you can create, like, you can build the most amazing yoga business, but if no one knows about it, there's no point, right? And so one of the keys to building a profitable yoga business is really to have a plan for being visible, right? And to be found by those people that want the solution that you provide. And so the reality is that if you're not being visible, you essentially have no business, right? And there's one problem with this, isn't there? There's a problem when it comes to visibility. And it's called fear, right? So let's have a look. Let's have a look what you guys are saying. Did anyone come up with that? Did anyone say fear? What's the thing that's holding you back? It's fear, right? It's the fear of rejection. Yeah, it's the fear of being judged. If I'm visible, if I go and do, you know, a live on Facebook or on Instagram, people might judge me. It's the fear of not feeling good enough or not being good enough. And all of these things are going on in the background, right? And they're holding you back in your business by stopping you from going out there and telling people what you do, right? And why you do it, and telling people what you have to offer. So fear makes it about us, doesn't it? It makes it about you. Fear makes it about you. And it isn't about you. It isn't about us. Right? It's about how we can serve our ideal students, right? It's about them, isn't it? How we can help them with their yoga journey. And so you need to make the message that you're sharing when you go online, you need to make that message much bigger than the fear that you have, than the fear that's stopping you from actually opening up your phone and sharing. Yeah, you need to make your message bigger than your fear, basically. And when you do that, you come from a place of service, don't you, for your community, right? You're coming to serve. And so this means we need to work on our self-belief. Yeah, the belief that what you have to offer is a gift to the world. You're going to hear me say that a lot. You're unique, and your message and your gift is unique. And so you have something amazing that you can share with a community of students who are going to resonate with your message and how you share it. Yeah? So we're shifting, aren't we? We're shifting the belief that no one wants what I have to offer, or what I have to offer isn't good enough, right? We're shifting from that. Yeah, we're leaving that behind and we're moving into what I have to offer is a gift to the world. Write that one down, because I want you to make that an affirmation that you say every single day. What I have to offer is a gift to the world. I want you to make that an affirmation. Have you written that down? What I have to offer is a gift to the world. And this belief will give you the confidence to get yourself out there and realize that this isn't about you. It's about, you know, it's not about anyone who might be judging you either, right? It's not about those people either. Let them judge you. If they want to judge you, it's their thing, right? It's not yours. It's not about you. It's about your students. And perhaps you might feel like you're dealing with imposter syndrome, right? It's a very common, classic, you know, fear that we all have. Okay, and it can be this, it can present itself like, you know, thinking, oh, people might think I'm a fraud, or people are gonna, you know, they might think that I don't know what I'm talking about. Yeah, and actually, like, it doesn't matter how much training you do, your mind still tells you that, right? Your mind still tells you that you're not good enough. And so quite often I see it in this space, the yoga teacher space, teachers who are doing training after training after training after training, and they want to share online, right? They want to create an online course, but they keep telling themselves that they're not good enough and they need to do another teacher training. Or if I just do another 30 hours here or another 50 hours here, I'll be good enough. And so they get into this cycle and this loop of just doing training after training after training. But the problem is that they actually haven't worked on their mindset, and they don't have the strategies, right? They don't have the right marketing strategies. And so these things work hand in hand, okay? We need the right marketing strategies to get ourselves out there and share, you know, share with the right messaging, right? And in the right way. But also we need to work on, you know, our belief system, you know, and push past that imposter syndrome. And when we do that, we don't need to keep doing every training under the sun, you know, because what we have is enough, right? What we know is enough. And when we're stuck in that loop, we don't show up. The other thing is that perhaps you think, you know, your audience will think you're silly, or that you'll receive negative comments, you know, on your posts. You know, that can be a real fear. You know, I'm going to get cancelled. Yeah, and so we often put up a barrier, and we think that it's more difficult to connect with the right people than it actually is. And think about it, you know, people love hearing from people. Like, we love connecting, don't we, really? And so don't let these negative thoughts and these, you know, doubts, worries hold you back, because success starts with you, okay? And it always comes down to your mindset. It always comes down to what's going on in your head. And the moment that you start to harness that is the moment that you will really fly, you know, is the moment that you'll start to create momentum. It's the moment that you'll start to really see some progress. You know, you'll start to see some interaction in the space that you're creating. And so building your business, it doesn't happen by accident. Yeah, it doesn't. You have to tune in. You have to reprogram your mind for that success so that you can get yourself out there, right? So that you can not be afraid to share, so that you can reach out to people and collaborate and build your network. Yeah, so you can be visible. You know, all of these things you need to be doing. These are the strategies that you need to do, but it's the mindset that holds you back. Okay, so we have to constantly put ourselves out there and be visible if we're going to grow our community, right? Ask yourself, how are you showing up right now? Like, when you are putting yourself out there, are you being authentically you? Like, let's all just be very honest with ourselves right now. So you either are, you're showing up as you and you can just speak naturally and the words are flowing, or you've not quite found your voice yet. And so you're kind of showing up like someone else, like perhaps, you know, another teacher, maybe one of the teachers that you follow and aspire to. You're almost kind of impersonating them in a way. And this is actually quite common, especially if you're just starting out. Like, we hear this in the yoga teaching space. So you're finding your voice. You know, we refer to it in terms of our teaching voice, right? Finding your voice. But it's also about how we show up and be visible in the online space as well. And so that can kind of be like a default that we do in the beginning. You know, when we think that we should be, you know, we should be showing up a certain way or talking a certain way or being a certain way on video. And when you do that, you know, when you think that, you know, showing up means being extroverted and actually you're not that person, okay, then you lose what's special about you, don't you? You lose your special uniqueness, yeah, because you're trying to be something else instead of just being you. Yeah, you start watering down all of the wonderful and unique things about you. And so, you know, that can happen in the beginning. You know, we tend to water ourselves down because we're building our confidence, okay? So I want you to be showing up as you. It's really important. There are so many teachers out there, but there's only you, right? There's so many teachers out there that are doing the same thing. But when people want it from you, what do you have? you have the ultimate edge, don't you? You know, when they want it from you, it's because they know you, they like you, they trust you, right? And so that is the benefit of really putting your personality into your business, is it lets people get to know, like, and trust you, right? And it's more, even more important than ever with the explosion of AI and all of that that's going on in this space. We are craving human connection more than ever, right? We are craving people who we relate to, right? We're craving people to show up as them and be real and not fake, right? Authenticity. So, you know, for me personally, let's just kind of explore it a little bit more, how we're showing up in our space. Coming from this corporate marketing background, I really had to move some mindset blocks in order to kind of transition from the corporate way of communicating, right? Where marketing and copy and, you know, even how you interact with people was very polished and professional, right? I had to make that shift to something more real, right? More me. And so I think, you know, if you've come from a kind of corporate space or an office job, this can be a mindset shift that you have to make. Like, it's this fear of looking unprofessional, actually, because, you know, I was afraid of that. You know, I was afraid that if I was being fun or being more personable, like just be me, then that might look unprofessional and I wouldn't be taken seriously. And this was just drilled into me. Like, I had to speak in a very polished, formal, business-like, you know, professional language to be taken seriously in the sectors that I'd been working in, you know, all through my 20s and 30s. So it's important to look at that. Like, look at, you know, your career and, you know, the spaces that you've been part of, and what's been drilled into you from your work life and from these environments that you've been in. Like, how is that impacting how you're now communicating, right, as a yoga teacher? And if we look at communication, right, it's changed, doesn't it? It's changed so much, it's always changing. And, you know, with social media, with technology, everything is moving away from that kind of formal, business-like tone. It's definitely more conversational. Yeah, definitely more conversational. That is the new professional, isn't it? Conversational. And so we have to move with these changes. How are you showing up and being chatty, essentially, with your audience? Yeah, how are you doing that? What are you doing right now to do that? Are you doing anything? What are you doing right now to have conversations and just to have a chat with your community and your audience so they can see the real you versus just seeing the reels and, you know, posts that you're sharing on Instagram? Because that's not marketing. You know, if you are just sharing posts on Instagram, you're not marketing yourself. You're using a channel to share content, but it's not, you're not marketing yourself. So the other thing is, you might be afraid to put people off. Anyone have this one? You know, I'm afraid to show up. I'm afraid to show up because what I might share or what I might really believe in might put people off. And so this can be a mindset block that you might have as well. And that stops you again from putting the real you out there because you're afraid of turning people off, right? You're afraid of alienating certain people. And if that's you, you just have to give it up, because there's absolutely no yoga teacher out there who is for everyone. So what this is coming from is trying to appeal to everyone. Yeah, and when you do that, you blend into the woodwork, right? And you end up being for no one. So we have to drop that one, right? It's one thing sharing education, oh, 3 steps to do this, but what do you actually believe? What do you actually think? What's coming from here? Because that's the stuff that you have to share, actually. That's the stuff that's going to set you apart. That is the type of content and messaging that is going to show you as a leader when you're not afraid to say something that's on your mind. And yes, you can share it in a compassionate way. We're not saying this to kind of call people out, although you can do that as well, right? But to share opinions, you know, that maybe other people are a bit too afraid to share, will actually show that authority that you have. Yeah. And yes, it might put someone off. It might put people off. I'm all for that, actually, you know, because now you've removed the people that aren't for you and you're not for them. And so there's just, you've opened up some space for some people who are for you, right? And who do resonate with the message that you share, your unique message. We do not want to have the same message as every other yoga teacher out there, because you just simply won't cut through the noise. It just won't work. But if you really are serious about being online and succeeding online, then you have to have a unique message that you want to share. So many things, right? Many things that can hold us back. But really letting your personality shine through is so powerful. It really is. Not everything has to be teachable. Like I said, 3 steps to do this. Not everything has to be like that. You know, you sharing your story is another key thing, super valuable. We've talked about the fear of looking unprofessional, being afraid to turn people off, right? Believing that you don't have the right personality, that you have to kind of show up as someone else, believing that we might not be good enough. What you have inside of you, your gifts, everything that you want to share, you are enough. You are enough. You really are. Wonderful stuff, guys. Thank you so much for being here. I will see you guys later. All right, lots of love. Bye-bye. Bye.